From your world news headquarters on the World Wide Web, it's time for your daily dose of sanity. This is the Maria Heller Show. Maria Heller is a published author, founder of The Universal Wheel, a lifestyle and philosophy based on our interconnectedness to all living things, a Reiki master, and delivers the news with spiritual views. How many intuitive news decoders, animal rights activists, and vegetarian broadcasters are there? Just one, Maria. Maria has provided independent news for a smart audience for over 13 years now on the Maria Heller Show, available at maria.net.
M-E-R-I-A.net.
And now, here is your host, the mouth that roars, Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to another show. And today I have a great guest. He hasn't been on the show in a while. His name is Michael Horn. He's the American media representative for Billy Meier. And if you don't know who Billy Meier is, you will by the end of this show. So let me say good morning to MH, Michael Horn.
Well, good morning, Maria. Nice to speak with you after an extended, protracted hiatus, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's been a while for sure. Today, of course, we're going to be talking about your latest film. I'll read the whole title. Fukushima, climate change, wars, 9/11, terrorism, oil spills, environmental disasters, civil unrest. He warned the people, and did they listen? Humanity at the crossroads, extinction or survival? Quite the title for sure.
Yeah. trying to get people's attention just a little bit.
Right. I think the good place to start is, who is Billy Meier for people who've never heard of him?
Billy Meier is a now 77-year-old man living in Switzerland. He has one arm. He lost his left arm in about 1965. And that isn't the only thing that distinguishes him. He claims that since he was a five-year-old boy more than 72 years ago, that he's been having face-to-face meetings with human beings from another star system. And while this claim, for those who've heard it, initially sounds rather bizarre or fantastic, whatever, Meier has certainly, in my opinion, over 35 years of my own research, satisfactorily proved beyond any reasonable doubt that he's telling the truth. And he did that in a couple of ways. Number one, Meier is known, well, in the UFO world, and even for people who may not know much about UFOs, his photos are the classic of all classic UFO photos, films, and videos as well. He has taken well over 1,200 of the absolutely most clear, predominantly daytime photos of up to four craft in a photograph or a film. He produced for examination the sound recordings of these craft that he made in the presence of up to 15, 16 other witnesses. He also presented to the investigators, in this case, a lead military man, from retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force, and two private investigators that were on his team. He presented to them as well metal alloy samples that were turned over to a scientist at IBM who did a videotape analysis and who concluded that with any technology that was available to him, to the scientist, he could not reproduce these metal alloys. And the same is actually true of the photographic evidence and film evidence. While many people have tried, while they've built models to look, you know, as close as possible to what Billy Meier has actually photographed and filmed, they were unable to really duplicate what he presented as far as his photographic evidence. Mm-hmm. And in this sense, Meier, of course, is really, for those who don't know, the world standard for UFO evidence. Even more importantly, he's published well over 26,000 pages of information, and a significant body of it happens to be what I refer to as the prophetically accurate scientific and world event related information, because it is simply that. It's information, a most substantial portion of which we can prove through copyrights, was published with specific, specific information about scientific discoveries, events, world events, and this publication of this information was taking place anywhere from a few months to over 50 years before these events occurred or these discoveries actually were made. That's, you know, to start with, a little bit about what Billy Meyer is responsible for, who he is as a man and his life story, is, again, an additionally remarkable thing, because he's the most remarkable character with the most remarkable true story, and any and all of it is, you know, fair game for discussion.
Mm-hmm. Well, weren't there 22 different attempts on his life?
That, too. That is part of the, you know, the history of this man, that since a going back perhaps 40 years or so, there have been indeed 22 documented attempts on his life. Handgun, rifle, knife, small hatchet, you name it, people tried to kill the man. And largely because the information was so threatening to either individuals who were highly religious and who were frightened by it, or in a good number of cases to intelligence, secret services and intelligence parties who, acting at either on behalf of or on the behest of government military organizations, wanted to eliminate this man because his information they perceived to be too threatening and destabilizing to military, political, economic, and religious concerns in our world.
Well, that's understandable. If you just to present the case that there are other human beings on other planets and in other universes, that kind of throws a huge monkey wrench into religion, that's for sure.
It does. And so in that sense, you use the word understandable, and it's true that this is understandable, because when you look at the mindset of this fear-based, control-oriented mindset that is prevalent in religion, in politics, in government, in economics, et cetera, in the military, well, then it's understandable. Anything that is strong evidence of the existence of other intelligent, highly advanced human beings that operate completely outside of any constraints that we could exercise on them is a threatening paradigm for control and power oriented entities, individual or organizational.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, so Billy obviously is a phenomena, without question. And if he's 77 years old, and this started when he was 5, that's 72 years ago, the chances of a 5-year-old kid 72 years ago making up a story like this is almost impossible.
Yeah, plus not only is it impossible for the 5-year-old kid, but for this story to be impenetrably maintained for those 72 years, despite all the attacks on the man's life, on his character, on his family, on the evidence, and despite the fact that probably most of the people, most of your audience today, hasn't heard of him. And this is, if this is true, it's hands down the most important and obviously then suppressed story in human history.
Mm-hmm.
And most people on the planet had not heard of it. That's how good a job has been done by the powers that be on what is now can be considered a suicidal success for planet Earth, based on how we could have avoided so much of what we're being faced with today, here and now, not some future thing, today, had these organizations, which include, by the way, organizations like MUFON, like the so-called Open Minds, like Exopolitics, all of which are absolutely complicit in suppressing this and keeping this hidden, along with the governmental and Secret Service intelligence agency type of groups, keeping this suppressed so that the average person doesn't even know that it exists and to look into it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Kind of makes me feel like the way my show has been on the air for 15 years on the internet, and still so many people say, how come I never heard of you? So I can relate on some level. You know, I remember years ago when I interviewed you on on the book Henoch Prophecies, which I would say was probably one of the most frightening books I've ever read, and people still didn't want to listen.
Well, it hasn't changed too much in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to tell you
that. Right. Well, you know, you have Billy Myers, who's come up with so many prophecies that have happened. The scary thing is kind of like Nostradamus. I'm looking at some of the prophecies that have yet to happen. Can they be stopped is the question.
Some of these things can still be, prevented or mitigated a bit, but to be blunt about it, I think if people read these prophecies and predictions for themselves, they're going to find out how much has now already fulfilled and is in the process of fulfilling. You know, when you talk about Myers' prophecies, you're going back to 1951, the first man to publish information warning about climate change and all the severe manifestations that were going to come from it, with the increased frequency and intensity of all sorts of, storms, blizzards, earthquakes, volcanic, all this stuff. 1951, he was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you go to 1958 when he talks about declining global warming. 1958, before it happened, he foretells the two U.S. wars with Iraq, mentioning that the second U.S.-Iraq war would be led by a president who's the son of a former president. He foretells AIDS by name, plastic credit cards, portable phones, everybody having a computer and being interconnected around the world electronically. Can you say internet?
Mm-hmm.
1958, he foretells all of this, including the European Union, which hadn't formed yet, and the fact that along with the United States of America, the European Union would go about, it would be a dictatorship, and with the U.S., they would biochip, if we didn't prevent it, every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth.
Well, and now they're talking us into the chip like it's a good thing.
Yeah. We were warned.
Right. Well, when I was watching your film, which is quite excellent, what amazed me was the opening scene. When it's really being told almost in storyteller fashion, what happened to the people of planet Earth in the past tense?
That's right.
It didn't lose its effect on me, because I often tell people that, what we're learning here, what we're witnessing here, are the stories we'll tell amongst other universes once man has succeeded in killing themselves. When this story opened the way it did, I was like, oh boy. So I said, I guess I'm not the only one that thinks this way.
Yeah, you're not.
Right.
And hopefully your listeners, your audience is going to realize that, this exists. It isn't all meant to scare people. It was never meant to scare people. It was meant to forewarn so that we would wake up, take back control of our minds, the way we think and what we create with our thoughts. The core of this is not extraterrestrials. It's not UFOs. It's not even the prophecies and predictions. It's the might of our thoughts, how to think. And then when you get deeply into this, you realize that what has happened over millennia is that especially the religions and politics have co-opted and taken from people the true educational you know, information on how to think. They've put all the authorities outside of the individual with the imaginary gods, saviors, saints, gurus, masters, yogis, rabbis, mullahs, you name it, plus the false leaders, the kings and the rulers and the presidents and all, that the authority was outside of the individual. Mm-hmm. It is not. It is simply that we've been numbingly convinced to believe this and therefore to behave that way, to turn over our power. And this is what the Meyer and the Pleiaren and the prophets of the past have hammered away at, trying to get us to wake up, trying to get us to listen,
right,
to learn how to think.
Exactly, and it's all about taking your power back. Because people don't realize all day long they're giving their power away. All day long. They think, right, they think they're living their lives, but they're not. You know, they give their power away with where they spend their money, you know, what they feed their bodies, what the TV tells them is the right thing to do. And they really don't know how to think for themselves. They may think they are, but they're not. When did, as a matter of fact, before I go any further, I'd like everybody to know your website is theyfly.com. And there's a live link here, and there's plenty of information you can be reading there without a doubt. When did Billy talk about 9/11?
Well, actually, it goes back to about 1987, possibly 86, and again in 89. But 87, he published, well, he was given the information in the Enoch or Enoch prophecies. Now, this is very interesting because people are going to say, well, can you prove that he published it in 1987? And I'm going to say there is no published document that we can turn to that absolutely guarantees that he published it in 1987. However, we actually, if people know how to think, I'll explain right now how you can deduce that he was telling the truth. And here's how it goes. In 1981, Meyer was given most of the information that's in the Enoch prophecies, with the exception of certain things that were withheld. Now, you have to understand how this works with the Pleiaren and Meyer. There are things that they will not either tell him or allow him to publish before the events occur if they are predictions. And by that I mean if an event is going to happen with 100% certainty, and it could affect people in an even more negative way to know it in advance, as opposed to a prophecy, which will warn people of something that they could alter if they go about doing it. But there's the distinction. The prophecy is still alterable. The prediction is written in stone. In 1981, much of this prophetic information was given to Meyer, and some things were left out. Two noticeable things that were left out of the 1981 version that are in the 1987 version are the Ebola epidemic and the destruction of the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. Now, other things are included in the 1981 document, such as the two coming U.S. civil wars, with the U.S. breaking up into five territories under various independent control, the fall of France to internal forces that would be the religious, you know, elements of fanatical Islam. That all of that stuff is in the 1980s, including a lot of the Russian military movements that we're seeing today. Now, I said there was no 1987 version that we could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt with a copyright. However, the 1981 version was published. It was published in 1982 in a document, like a book, called the Prophetian, the Prophecies. And in this document was first published in all in German. And then by 1986, 1982, it was in English.
Mm-hmm.
I read it in 1986 in English. But even more importantly, one of the people who's been researching the Meyer case on his own, and it's going back and forth, well, is it a hoax? Is it real? He happens to own the 1982 version here with the 1981 Antichrist. Now, I know it's a little bit much for people that, you know, well, 1981, look, what I'm telling you is this stuff, when you have a copyrighted published document, that is ironclad proof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're saying, people would rightly say, well, but you didn't mention the World Trade Center in there or Ebola. And I say that's correct because it was only in the 87 version, which they would not then release in German until 2002. You know, this is like, oh my goodness, let's get a calculator here.
Right.
But this is how some of this was done, because they knew as well that there would be people, investigators, people like me and others, who would find the proof. But rather than give it to us on a silver platter, we would have to work for it, because we can't have things continuously given to us, and because somebody in the outside says it's so, therefore it's got to be true. No, this is the most controversial thing ever to hit the planet.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, are going to have to work through this slowly but surely and digest it if they are already strongly influenced by politics and religion. Lots of people have come to the Meyer case without that conditioning, and they got it. They realize what they're looking at.
Mm.
They see that such things as the new 74-page report authenticating Meyer's most controversial UFO photos, well, that proves the case. You could go back to the 1980 analysis on other UFO evidence that proves it. But here is, you know, we have current authentication of the physical evidence, and we've got in-your-face fulfilled prophecies that we can prove were published before the events occurred. The Russian military movements that are going on to this right now within the last 2 years have been verifiably in copyrighted documents available in print since 1981. They've been online since at least 2004, 2006. And I have people that are formerly skeptical about this case, like a retired physician and physicist that I have known for over 50 years, who thought I was crazy to be involved in this. He gave a video testimonial. It's
mm-hmm.
in the new film. You saw him, Dr.
Right.
Weinstein.
Right.
This man isn't paranoid. You know, he's telling our military should heed his warnings. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. A lot of people believe that our governments have been involved with extraterrestrial beings.
Not really. Our government knows. Now, when I say our government, that doesn't mean President Obama or President this one or that. A lot of people who attain certain positions in government don't know much about certain things, and that could be an understatement.
Right.
However, here's the thing that just destroys that whole alien government conspiracy thing, which is part of disinformation meant to create fear, meant to have people waste their time and their lives chasing their tails. Here it is. If an alien, hostile alien race that could get here from the depths of space with super high technology, such as technology that could float people out of their homes and abduct them and all that, if that race was existed and came here, it would not need to make any agreement with any government, certainly not with a militaristic government like ours, bent on world domination. It would not have any need to work with our government to make contracts and agreements. This is silly, you know, primitive terrestrial thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were there crash disks? Yes. Were there some, in some cases, were there recoveries of the occupants? Yes. Most of the time they were dead. There were a few survivors. These were not extraterrestrials. These were androids created by extraterrestrials. Androids created by these beings in, on other worlds, not the Playaren, but other beings, for their you know, scientific observation, for their information gathering. And was some reverse engineering done? Did they gain some information? Did our governments and others gain information? Probably so. But there is no beings working with our government. They are not abducting. These abductions and mutilations are strictly, now, one caveat, with the exception of a handful of events that have happened on this planet, but that have mainly been benign, there were one or two that were not. But all this stuff that you get in the UFO community and all this stuff is absolute garbage and nonsense, because those abductions, when they're not hysteria, when they're not caused by, you know, sleep paralysis, when they're not imagination, they are simply secret military operations to scare people, to make them fearful about extraterrestrials, to possibly pave the way for a fake ET attack, to manipulate and control. There is technology available to some of our secret services and all of that that is even more advanced than what our armies have.
Right. Well, you know, when I was watching the movie, I'm trying to think. I know I wrote it down somewhere. What year it was? Oh, it was 1964. 1964, when that hologram of a cross was projected in the sky in India. When I saw that, I thought about, you know, the few people that actually know what they're talking about, saying, you know, the next thing they're going to do for world dictatorship is say, oh, we have to fight climate change. And if that doesn't work, then it'll be a hologram of a UFO invasion. And people look at you like you're crazy, but to realize that in 1964 they were able to project that hologram into the sky, how can anybody doubt anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, the extraterrestrial woman, Asket, was able to project that hologram. And even before that, you've probably heard of the miracle of Fatima or Fatima.
All right.
That was a holographic projection done by a negative, terrestrially based human extraterrestrial race that is no longer on the planet, but that was here till 1978. That was a race that was actually connected back to the, in our history, back to the time of Jehovah, who happened to have been a member of that race. Mm-hmm. A real human being named Jehovah, who was no way the creator of any universe or anything like that. But these people, this extraterrestrial race known as the Bafa, were based deep under the pyramid of Giza. They were about a mile underground there. They had a base. Meyer was shown it. But they had very sophisticated technology. They were very advanced technologically. And they created that miracle of Fatima projection. Plus, they did a lot of manipulating of political and religious leaders on the planet for a long time. They had hundreds of people under a form of control. And they fed false information to them. And, you know, they got people, you know, chasing their tails. So the only thing I've otherwise commented on is climate change is a real phenomenon. It is now three-quarters man-made. It used to be that our contribution to it was smaller. It was simply a natural phenomenon. It is now far and away out of control, and that's because of man-made causes.
Mm. Well, what about the action of all the planets and the sun and so many other things that affect the Earth?
It's true.
I mean, wouldn't you think that a lot of what the Earth is going through is natural for the Earth, but just now we have the technology to be more aware of it?
No, you are right. And the Meyer and the Playaren of Britain, they said climate change and these types of things, ice age, all this stuff is natural for the Earth. It is natural for other planetary bodies. But what is unnatural is the extreme degree that this is now taking place and accelerating. We have the sea level rises that Meyer, of course, they predicted this long ago. I've got a friend who knows this to be a fact. How? He's a diver in Long Beach, California, and he sent photos. Well, I have it on one of my blogs. The sea levels even down there are in Long Beach, California, the waters are rising and coming up on the land, coming over seawalls. They are now having a new industry down there where they're going to have to start building raised seawalls around properties because the glacial melting is raising sea levels. Mm-hmm. Islands are going to be going under in the next 20 years. Look for Indonesia to have, major problems with disappearing islands. Mm-hmm. Even the Hawaiian chain will be threatened, different islands there. Mm-hmm. The increase in the, just look at it, the severity and frequency of earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, mm-hmm. hurricanes, typhoons, blizzards, storms, we're going to see even more dramatic evidence of this.
Right.
We're going to see, stuff. So it's not that there isn't natural climate change.
Mm-hmm.
The unnatural is now 3-to-1 man-made. It started with the greenhouse gases, and along with that, all of the explosions from atomic atmospheric testing. They told Meyer about this back in 1975, 76. They warned him. They had him try to get in touch with a professor at Harvard who was involved in some of these studies even then. They wanted him to know that the A-bomb explosions were ripping holes in the ozone layer, that we were going to just have such a whole host of problems from that with increased UV coming through. It was going to kill off microorganisms. It would increase cancers. Just all the insanity of human behavior because we have allowed ourselves to be stupid.
Right. Let me ask you this, though, Michael. Does Billy talk about weather creation and weather manipulation, things like HAARP and that?
Of course. And they wrote about HAARP has done irreparable damage to the planet already. It's a travesty of human consciousness misapplied to, for these weather modification and military approaches. And ultimately, it's going to come back on us because when you read the Hanan prophecies about what's going to sweep over this country, and folks, so far, Meyer's stuff is painfully accurate. We might want to pay attention.
Right.
We're going to have here fires that rage across this country, and tornadoes, hurricanes, and fire cylinders. There was several months ago on the internet, there was some photographs of tornadoes of fire. Mm. Now think about that. And these are things that are, because the Russians have this stuff too, the Chinese have this stuff, out of defense as well.
Right.
And we have it, and we subtly attack people. They wrote about it on the article, and you can find on my site about HAARP. They warned. They said this has already been used for weather manipulation and for causing earthquakes and stuff. So the human insanity, when you get these people with this kind of militaristic insanity, rather than looking to protect and defend, we have to do that.
Right.
But when you get these Dr. Strangelove types in, who just salivate over technology and the first application, how can we kill people?
Right.
That's what we suffer from, folks.
Right.
And then you've got, and a lot of them, of course, are enormously religiously delusional as well, so they can't wait to bring on the Armageddon and apocalypse. They think it's going to be some wonderful thing that they're going to float up to heaven with a man who never existed, and even if he did, he's been dead for 2,000 years. These are the real illnesses of mind that are contaminating and are producing destruction on this world.
Absolutely. Michael, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, I've got a question. Of course, I have plenty of questions to ask you, so I'll tell my audience,
sure,
just stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow. One solid hour of commercial-free information thanks to you. The person who wants truth has the integrity and understanding to support it with your donation and subscription. Maria believes people can handle the truth and delivers it tirelessly with those with ears to listen. 14 years on the net. Won't you take a moment right now to commit to a subscription of your choice at www.maria.net. That's M-E-R-I-A.net. Over 1,100 hours of pure education all in one place, 24/7 and all downloadable. Knowledge is power. Sharing that knowledge is wisdom. Together we can change the world and create real hope. Now let's get back to the Maria Heller Show.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking with Michael Horn. Check out the work at theyfly.com. Michael, you talk about the Pleiadians. I hope I said that right. Are they the same as the Pleiadians?
Yeah, Pleiadian is how they actually pronounce their name, like Pleiadian. And yeah, because there are no Pleiadians. And this is, you know, for those that follow this stuff at all, are going, wow, what do you mean there's no Pleiadians? This is something that was created by the Pleiadians as a screen name, and they told it, Meyer to use it in 75. They said, why are you wanting me to use, you know, this name? You're not Pleiadian. And they said, that's right, but once you start publishing this information, what's going to happen is there are going to be a lot of people who will suddenly pop up claiming to represent, channel, be in contact with, and have babies with, whatever,
right,
you know, Pleiadians. So they will be self-identifying as lying. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't know that we know, or, you know, maybe, but that is how, you know, this is the purpose for using this term. So anytime you see somebody talk about Pleiadians, they either don't know that that has since been certainly, you know, revised and updated,
mm-hmm,
or they are deliberately, you know, trying to take advantage and profit in some way, misrepresent themselves,
mm-hmm,
well, as something that they're,
right. Well, listen, there's plenty of people in the so-called New Age that are rolling in dough, okay? And most of what they submit to me is pure BS. But my question is, these Pleiadians, okay, got to ask you this, and I don't even know if you can answer it. When they look at human beings on planet Earth, how do they see us? Do they look at this planet and say, is this planet of the apes? Do they get frustrated? Do they get disgusted? Do they get afraid for us? Do they have any hope for us? I mean, I often wonder, what do other civilizations think about the Earth-based humans?
Well, they, you know, from what I can gather from all this, I'd say that there's a mixture of sentiments about all this. Let me put it this way. They have a self-obligated mission. In other words, their contacts with Meyer are because they... their forefathers, in many cases, were among the gods of our history. And their forefathers, those gods of our history, screwed things up here very, very, very badly. And while they, the current-day Pleiadians, are not guilty and responsible for it, they feel that self-obligated mission to try to help us, to help ourselves out of this now self-created mess. They know that it's going to take, and hold on, unless people really want to wake up, we have what amounts to an almost 800-year future of difficulty awaiting us, mainly because of the stubborn, ignorant, belief-laden, fearful, and violence-prone behaviors, thinking of people on the planet. Everything operates according to cause and effect. So because they have sophisticated technology, because they are and have among them people who, like Meyer, but, you know, are seers or prophets, and they can calculate certain things, because they know, they've tried to warn us so that we would take some responsibility and prevent some of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
So they've tried with Meyer, you know, for decades and decades, and they can't interfere. because it would only make it worse, like it did with the original, you know, God showing up, because people here are still pretty primitive. So they have to insert the information in a kind of oblique way through one man who's been trained from childhood to be able to do this, to withstand all the attacks, to withstand the threats, the abuse, the difficulties, the hardship, you know, the world that, you know, that isn't, doesn't want the truth is what it amounts to.
Right.
So yes, but here's a key thing. One thing they weren't prepared for. They did not know, they did not realize that we lied to ourselves and to each other on such a monumental level. They did not understand it, because one thing they do know is that lying is, it never positively affects something. It only compounds the ultimate, inescapable, negative consequences of the lie. So all of that diplomacy, pardon me, all of this manipulation done by secret services and politicians and religions, all of this lying only has made our problems infinitely harder, and in many ways, you know, assigned to us a fate of decades and even centuries of unnecessary suffering, real, live, unnecessary suffering.
Does Billy, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm thinking about the news while I'm talking to you. And I'm thinking about all the Secret Service failures in the past few months where Obama is concerned. Is there a possibility, or has Billy gotten anything on Obama, whether or not they would there would be an assassination attempt?
Well, this goes back to the early comments in Obama. Before the first election, they said nothing about Obama whatsoever. After the first election, they said, if Obama can survive, you know, this and get reelected and get the troops out of Iraq, there's the chance of avoiding a third world war. But it's very dangerous for him because of the people around that would try to kill him and everything. And they also said something which, of course, was very controversial at the time, and I'll give you the whole perspective on it so you can see the balance. They said, interestingly enough, Obama is the best human being as a man, as a person, to ever occupy that office. It doesn't mean he'll be the best president. It's just that he'd be, because as a human being, he cares more about people. And if he could enact the things that are in his head, people would benefit. Now, recently it was said that, unfortunately, here we are, you know, what is it, 6 years plus of his presidency, and the effect and the pressures and the influences of the opponents within his own party, within the Tea Party, within the Republican Party, within all of the secret, you know, behind-the-scenes people have really shifted the guy, you know, driven him into a fairly dark place where he no longer can affect or even any longer passionately holds a lot of those positive things. An idea like, you know, health care for the people is a great idea. What's wrong with us that we wouldn't have wanted to have it and work towards a sane, workable one? Well, it turned into, you know, how did those powers and parties that want to manipulate and profit solely at the expense of everybody, well, they turned it into a boondoggle type of a thing that could benefit only insurance companies or whatever. Obama didn't come in with the mindset of a Bush, a family of degenerate, profit-oriented psychopaths who only care about their own power. He came in as an idealist, and he was used, in my opinion, very successfully. Because people who would drive these other agendas could say, here's a guy who's charismatic, he cares about people, he will communicate to people. He doesn't have, in his own right, the power to make a lot of positive happen. So let's get this guy in and get everybody on the bandwagon with him, and then we'll direct it the way we want it to go, and we'll sacrifice the guy. He won't be strong enough to withstand all that. And I think that that's the reality of it. I don't think this is a man that, this isn't the guy that came in pioneering what I'd like to create, you know, instead of healthcare, what I want to do is create drones to, you know, potentially target to U.S. citizens and kill people. This comes from a mindset that isn't his. Has he been pushed into all this? It sure looks like it.
Well, Billy also talks a lot, and it's pretty, you know, he's one of the first people to talk about our Apollo moon missions being a hoax. And I've done a whole series on that in the past. Did Billy also predict Kennedy's assassination?
He didn't predict. It was predicted to him in 1953 by Askew. In the same document in which she foretold the assassination of Kennedy and JFK, she also foretold, by the way, that two things interesting, I mean, many, many, many things. But in addition, she told him that there would be his biggest adversary would be an organization that would form that would be called MUFON. MUFON came into existence 14 years later. Or 16 years later, pardon me. And she also told him that a dangerous cult would be started by a man named Ron Hubbard, and that this would be a very dangerous organization that would spread and that would, you know, pose a lot of problems in the world.
You're talking about Scientology?
I mean, yeah. And also she gave him tons of information on various leaders that would be assassinated, all sorts of stuff. 1953.
And the world still didn't listen. But you know what? When you look at all his prophecies, and I try to talk to people about this, and they have closed ears, which I'm sure you're used to, Michael. And I say, but this guy's like always been right, okay? If you look at his stuff, he's always been right. You know, if you look at him, he's nobody special, okay? He's a one-armed guy, and he's typing away with one hand. He lives in the middle of, you know, the wilderness, as far as I'm concerned, in the middle of nowhere. You know, he's been there since he was a kid. He has had a colorful past, but how could he be right so much and everybody ignore it? Now, the scary thing is he does talk about World War III, which to me is evident. Just all you have to do is look at the world to see we're headed that way.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, because for the longest time they were saying, the player and Meyer were both saying, it looks like this could be avoided. It looks like it's not going to be manifesting. And they foresaw it could have happened in the 90s. Mm-hmm. There were several times that this could have happened. In two instances, Russian military people prevented it by not launching nuclear missiles against our country based on radar reporting that looked like they were being attacked by us. It was a very courageous thing that some Russian military people really reason their way through things rather than just push the button.
Right.
Because, you know, but it right now is a very, very dangerous thing. I mean, Meyer has, you know, written about stuff. I mean, you know, the economic, this country, it reacts when it's, you know, economically we know great trouble, and the way we respond to it is usually to launch wars.
Right.
So the thing that we have to understand as Americans certainly is this. If we do not wake up now and get our heads in the right sunny, you know, focus, you read those Henoch prophecies and they are very clear. The United States will be a country of complete destruction. Now, this man has not been wrong. You know, put aside all this nonsense with UFOs and New Age gobbledygook, folks, and start learning how to think. We've got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to assure our future survival. These folks have been trying to help us, but they're not going to do it for us. They're just not going to do it for us. If we are stupid enough that we require such a dreadful, you know, learning experience, In the time and reality of life, it's a mere blink of a universal eye.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it'll be 800 years of suffering. cosmically, oh, well, they took a little longer to get it, you know.
Right, those stupid humans. He also talks about women having a big role in settling things down, bringing back peace, love, freedom, and harmony.
That's correct. The women, the mothers of the millennium, they are the hope, the true hope for our future. They will become the true leaders, and the, you know, the ones who conquer through nonviolent means this insane, male-dominated, violent, aggressive, dead-end behavior.
Right.
Which is going, you know, it's going to cost a lot before we get there. There
right.
are plenty of concerns on our little planet, even right now. So,
right. Do you think that's why women are being so suppressed today? Our rights going backwards? We now have something called a rape culture. You know, I mean, it's just a crazy world. It, to me, it feels like women were put back, you know, to the 1920s.
Well, there are certainly those efforts. And if you look at things like, you know, Islamic cultures and things like that, it's pretty dreadful. You know, this is not, by the way, and this is very, very important. This is not what Muhammad taught. For your listeners, just so you get the full shot here, the prophets, Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, the real man, Emmanuel, upon whom the non-existent Jesus Christ was based, these five prophets, plus Muhammad, were the six previous authentic prophets for this planet that brought essentially the same teaching. Muhammad's teaching was falsified, as was the teaching of Emmanuel. No churches were intended, no cults and violence and Sharia law and all this garbage was ever intended. It was never brought forward by the prophets. Mm-hmm. This was always the man-made corruption, and it was done during these times because so few people could read and write and know the truth for themselves.
Right.
So women have been set back by, women have been suppressed and attacked and killed by Christianity in the hugest numbers, certainly by this radical Islamic fundamentalists, and this is not, you know, a good thing. But women are also becoming more empowered through their own consciousness. You can't suppress that.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the might of the thoughts, the reality of what the spiritual teaching is, will liberate people, and those leaders will be women. And a lot, you know, we cover some of this stuff, of course, but you mentioned my new film. If I may mention this, if any of your listeners, if you order that DVD from my website and you just put Maria's name right in that order somewhere, send me an email if you need to. I will send you not only the film you order, I'll send you another Meyer film free, full-length Meyer film free. So take me up on it.
That's a great offer. It's an absolutely great offer. Michael, I also know you have a blog on your site, and it's free. People can just sign on for your newsletter. I know because I get it every day. It seems like you're typing, you're writing something every day, which is great because we're just about out of time. So again, I want to point them to your site, theyfly.com, and make up your own mind, but at least wake up and make up your mind.
Exactly.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for joining me today, and I know you'll keep me posted because I'm on the list.
Oh yeah, and even if folks aren't on the list, because I guess you can sign up on the blog for it too. But just check my blog, check my website. There's something new up there almost every day now. You're right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for joining me, Michael.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you very much for having me on again.
My pleasure. Take care. Michael Horn. Check out his work at theyfly.com. Make up your own mind. I got to tell you this, that the Henoch or Enoch prophecy, wow, one of the scariest books I ever read. And that is, you know, that is an alternative reality facing all of us. So again, make up your own mind. The purpose of the show is not to live in fear. It's about wake up. Wake up and make up and take back your own mind. Tomorrow, Blood and Guts with myself and Jack Blood. Thank you for subscribing to the show, and I'll see you guys then.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.